Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. Headphones ready to hear what it's all about. Sound out now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Christmas podcast comes out today.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Christmas podcast comes out today.
No fun, the Jen. What was that? New fun. New fun. No fun.
No fun.
The Jen Kirkman podcast episode 13, season 11. That's right. April marks the anniversary of the 11th season of No Fun. We are in our celebration month. It's officially been 11 years of the No Fun podcast. So year 2023 began season 11, even though technically as of right now, we're entering into the 11th year. Now you go, Jen, why didn't you do some kind of celebration during the 10th year of No Fun? Isn't that a more, I don't know, even number? Isn't that usually how people clock important anniversaries, 5, 10, 15, 20? I didn't know last year was the 10th year. I thought it was the 9th year. I thought this year was the 10th year. And so anyway, whatever. So it's the 11th year. So it's a little off, whatever. That's the charm of No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast. And so I want to let you know, to celebrate this special anniversary month, each week, in addition to this version that you are hearing right now, on your favorite podcast app, you will also get an episode from 2013, which was, again, the year this podcast started, or 2012. I can't even keep it together. 2012, and you will hear an episode from the first season. So this week, as you are listening to this, it should have downloaded on your favorite podcast app the first episode ever of No Fun, back when it was called I Seem Fun, the Diary of Jen Kirkman podcast. And the episode is titled What's the Hook? And it's only 30 minutes. And I talk about how I'm starting a podcast, why I'm starting a podcast, what the hook of the podcast is going to be. And in this episode right now where I'm talking to you, I'm going to give my reflections on what this podcast was intended to be, what I thought, how I felt listening to the original episode. But for right now, I will just tell you something exciting. So in order to celebrate, that's one thing I'm doing, is that every week you get a bonus episode, which is a re-release of 4 episodes that I'm not too embarrassed to release from season 1. Now, the other thing is that, as you know, I have the Patreon version of this podcast, which just means you get the entire episode every week without ads. And if you join for April, you get 15% off. That's if you subscribe for 1 year, you get 15% off of that subscription. And I will mail you a No Fun tote bag. And it's really cool. You can see a picture of it on some of my socials. You can also see a picture of it on my website. If you go to jenkirkman.com and click No Fun, there will be a picture of it there. If you subscribe to my newsletter, you would have already received a notice about it. So anyway, you will get that's it. Now there's different levels of joining. So if you join at the $5.99 a month level and you join for a year, so it has to be a 1 year subscription, that will give you 15% off and you will get a tote bag and it'll be mailed to you sometime in May or June. I just have to tally up how many people end up getting them, get them ordered, then get them shipped to you. So give me a grace period of 6 to 8 weeks and then you'll have a summer tote. But again, that is joining for 1 year, but at the top level, $5.99 a month. There is a $3.99 a month. There is a $4.99 a month. And you can join for 1 year and still get 15% off of those levels as well. You just don't get the tote bag. Does that make sense? So you can join $3.99 a month. You can pay monthly and nothing special happens except now you're a Patreon subscriber. If you join for the year, you get 15% off. That's at $3.99, at $4.99. And again, if you join at $5.99, not only do you get the 15% off for the year, you get the tote bag. So there you go. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, it will be written out very clearly in the show notes, which you will find on your favorite podcast app that you are listening to this to right now. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So let's get into what my thoughts are, having listened to this episode that I released for fun, the first episode. It was weird to go back and re-listen to myself talking for the first time when I did this podcast 11 years ago. I first of all felt, gee, I talk a lot slower back then. So I think my ADD has raged on even more as I get older and my thoughts are more scattered and it's sometimes hard for me to slow down in what I'm saying. And when I do slow down, I start to lose what I'm thinking. So I know I talk a lot faster these days. Am I really telling you, oh, you know, when I started the podcast, I think it was actually better in some ways. I don't know what's happened, but ugh, I don't know. I'm talking too fast, losing my train of thought these days. Why would I say that? But anyway, but I actually think this podcast stayed very true to what it was always supposed to be. This is where you get the real me, as much real as a performer is willing to be when they're doing something that's performative. But when I first started the podcast, it was during my, I was going to say reign, like I'm a queen, my reign on Chelsea Lately, you know, just my years appearing on that show and talking about Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton. And that's not the kind of stuff I'm totally interested in real life. And so I wanted to have a podcast where I could talk about other things. In my stand-up, I don't necessarily talk about things I would talk about on the podcast either, because I always felt like the podcast was a place where you didn't have to have these hard and fast punchlines. It could just be, hey, does this ever happen to you? And it turned into me talking about the dumb things that can drive us all crazy, but not always in a funny way. But I might tell a story of some bizarre thing that happened in customer service. That is an early theme that happens in this podcast. I think in the second episode, I'm already talking about customer service. So clearly the same things matter to me and have not changed in 11 years. I don't know if that's something that relaxes you, that feels like comfort, or if you are tired of it. But I said, oh, the podcast will be a half an hour long. No. Of course, it slowly inched its way into becoming an hour because I can't shut up. And I used to sit in my bed and record this. I don't do that anymore. It's just not as comfortable. Not that my bed isn't comfortable, but I'd rather just have this all set up on a table and I use a different kind of microphone. It's just easier. But it used to be something I would sit in bed and just kind of let my mind wander. I do think I had a better knack for telling stories back then. I'm going to be totally honest. Don't email me and say, oh, I totally agree. I don't know what's happened, but you've really let the quality slide. But it overall wasn't too hard to go back and listen to my first episode, except for my voice, which was very much strained and my vocal cords very raspy. And that was because of performing a lot and having that issue with this sinus that was leaking that I never knew was, and it was causing postnasal drip, and I had to clear my throat all the time and blah, blah, blah. And we didn't come to get that surgery until 5 years later. I say we, I don't know why, do I think I'm two people? But anyway, besides a raspy voice, I thought listening to it again, you know what? This is perfectly me. It's perfectly unique. And God bless. Okay, I'm going to read an email from one of y'all telling me, I asked people to email in how they felt about this podcast going 11 years, if their lives have changed at all. Now, I don't mean has their life changed because I did a podcast. Please understand that I'm not asking that. I'm not saying, so all of you, where you were in 2012 was a dark place. And then I started doing a podcast and your life changed. It was almost like the time you discovered the secret. So please email me and tell me how wonderful I am and how the world would be a worse place without my podcast. That's not what I meant. I just meant, you know, you listen to something for 11 years. Hey, when you drive around in your car now and think about, God, I've been listening to this voice for 11 years. Do I have anything better to do? And then you think, no, I don't. And then you think, but wow, I used to drive a crappy car when I first started listening to this podcast. And now I drive a beautiful car. Again, has nothing to do with Jen, but just look how far I've come. Or look what a shit show my life has become. I actually used to drive a fancy car when I first started listening to this podcast. And now everything is terrible, but not because of the podcast. I mean, well, maybe, who can tell? But here I am still listening. So a lot of you sent me your emails. And let's read one of them now. Hey, Jen, no worries if you don't use this. I like that confidence right off the bat. I just feel like I have an excuse to tell you now, and I'll kick myself if I don't. I've been listening to No Fun for 8 years. Well, it's been going 11 since I was about 13. Oh God, does that make me feel not young? Because I started this podcast when I was in my late 30s. You were 13. Oh my God. I hope I did not influence your life in any way. Okay, anyway. I started listening after watching your first Netflix special. So, oh my God, I can't believe someone 13 was watching my 40-year-old ass's network special. Network special? Netflix special. Whatever. Okay, Jen, just read the email. Since then, the podcast has been a comfort and an influence, both comedically and in the way I see things day to day. Did you all hear that ding? I had my email open when I was recording. I fucking hate that. Now that everybody zooms in, you know, like political pundits will zoom in on a cable news show. I hate when I hear their emails dinging. I'm like, you're on blank news network. Why don't you make sure your email box is turned off before you go on the fucking news? And here I just did it on this podcast. Anyway, let's finish this young woman's email.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I really, though, I pictured this 13-year-old watching my Netflix special about divorce and how everyone should live their lives. And it scares me that you would take anything I say seriously. But I appreciate that you share what's bugging you, whether it's something that just made the day a little more annoying or something larger, like problems within the industry. No Fun has shown me that it's possible to be smart, funny, and kind without being a complete doormat. If I get to where I want to be, I hope I can remember it's okay to be grateful without also forcing myself to be an unlimited fountain of grace and joy 24/7. I'm early in my comedy writing career. I ran the satire section for an independent student paper until I graduated from college in December. I'm really pushing myself to at least try the stand-up I've written. My point in saying that is it's been good for me to hear about where you were at around my age. It's not like you went, I think comedy would be fun, and then immediately began working at Chelsea Lately. Oh, no. Oh, no. That was age 35 that I first got that job. This became a ramble. It really didn't, but I assure you. Oh, but I assume you would stop reading if you felt like it. Oh, I would have. Thanks for 11 years. It's really cool to start something that's still worth doing over a decade later. Aw. P.S. It's not as out of nowhere as I'm making it sound, but you mentioned a lot of ADHD symptoms that I didn't realize were part of it, and I definitely need to talk to a doctor. You absolutely do. And may I recommend ADHD coaching or looking up anyone that has ADHD that does any kind of coaching course, ADHD podcast, because a lot of times there's a lot of doctors are not trained in it. And I highly, highly recommend reading the book by Sari Solden called Women in ADHD. And it's okay. It's one of the things that is okay to educate yourself on before talking to a doctor. Because meds aren't always the answer anyway. So it's not going to magically make anything better. It really isn't. It's knowing how this affects your brain and how it then ends up affecting our self-esteem. And looking at how you can accommodate living with this neurodevelopmental disorder. And not just, oh, I need a doctor to tell me I have it or I don't have it. And then I need to medicate. it really is something you can empower yourself with, because it is, there's so little that they teach psychiatrists unless someone specializes in it. And even then, I've gone to people that supposedly specialize in it, and they did not know what I was talking about half the time when I would share with them things from actual doctors that studied ADHD, wrote books about it, blah, blah. So just saying, unlike a lot of other things that have to do with vaguely the mental health world, there's a lot of great information out there about ADHD that it is safe and okay to read on your own. And then, of course, there's a lot of co-things with ADHD. You might have some trauma from your life. You might have depression. You might have whatever. And it's okay to get therapy for those things as well. For me, I do therapy for other things and coaching for ADHD. And it works really well for me. It took me a while to find that combination. So I just want to empower everybody to do of that. Okay, to do of that. Oh, Jen, as articulate as ever, 11 years later. Okay, the rest of this episode will be finishing up on Patreon. I'm going to be talking about my journey being someone who once was kind of into Marianne Williamson, not the presidential candidate, but who she was before, and then realizing, oh, she was never the thing I thought she was, and how it's embarrassing. So I'll be revealing all that embarrassment on the Patreon along with other things. And again, happy 11-year anniversary to all of us. If you want to join up and get that tote bag, just join at the $5.99 level for 1 year. Get 15% off. Get your tote bag. Okay. And if you want to write to me about anything you've experienced in the last 11 years listening to No Fun, you may do so at nofunpodcast@jenkirkman.com. Oh, I should have read more emails. Well, I'll read them on other episodes. Okay, until next week, have fun, and I'll see you on the Patreon right now.